And welcome back to Access Cleveland. Now, we all know that this is a very important time of the year. And during this week, not only can you register to vote, but you can also early vote at the same time. This is what's called Golden Week. And here to talk about that and all things about this year's election is Congresswoman Marsha L. Fudge from our area, Ohio District 11. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks so much for asking. Now, let's get right into it. Now, once again, this is Golden Week that we're in currently. How important is it for people not only to register, but also to early vote?
It is more important even than I can express, but let me see if I can give you some idea.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at what happened in 2008, on the first day of early voting, we had about 570 people register and vote.
Wow.
This year, on the first day of early voting, we had 1,895 people vote.
Wow.
Because they understand that with all of the things that are going on across the country, including in Ohio,
mm-hmm.
where they are putting up roadblocks to make it more difficult for people to vote, we want to ensure that every vote is counted. So there have been people who have been purged from the voting rolls over the last 3 years. There have been people who moved. This is the way that you can ensure that your vote is going to count. You go to the Board of Elections, you make sure that you are properly registered or change your address or whatever you need to do, and you can vote the same day. This window, this golden week you're talking about, is an opportunity for those who maybe haven't ever voted before to go down and register and vote the same day. For those who think that they may have, for some reason, some problem with their application or their voter registration, to ensure their vote counts. And this is, in fact, really going to be the most important election of our lifetime. So the more early votes we can get, the better we know how we're doing.
Right, exactly. Now, you mentioned some of the roadblocks that have been attempted to be put into place. I believe in Ohio it was House Bill 194.
Yes.
That was tried to pass.
Which we beat back.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what should voters be aware of? Or what type of things should they be on the lookout for as they go to the polls this year?
There are three things that stick out very strongly in my mind. The first one being that we still have yet to know from a court whether, in fact, we're going to have voting the weekend before the election, which is one of the weekends that has the highest voter turnout for African Americans.
Mm.
So we don't want people to wait and believe that they're going to be able to vote that weekend, because a lot of people currently think that we can, because that has been the practice in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the Secretary of State has also issued a directive indicating that there is any little problem with your absentee ballot, that it's not to be counted.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that you're a senior and you maybe transpose the numbers on your driver's license or your Social Security. He's saying throw them out. If you forget to sign it, he's saying throw it out. If you make a mistake on your return, your envelope, he's saying throw it out. Where in the past, the Board of Elections has always been allowed to contact you and say, you know, you made a mistake. You now have the opportunity to come down and correct it or to vote in person. So these people will be sending in ballots believing they have voted.
Right.
Where in fact they may not have been. And thirdly, and more importantly, the hours have changed so significantly, even from the primary election in March. So people have to start to pay a lot more attention at what is what's going on in Ohio and other places in this country.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned earlier that this election is one of the most, if not the most important in our lifetime. Let's talk about that. Why is this election so crucial?
There's a distinct choice between candidates. Look at their platforms, you can tell very clearly who is going to look out for the people in the middle class, who already has a record of creating an environment in which people can grow and thrive, who has put significant resources into education, who has been telling the American people the truth, and who is really looking out for the poor and middle class in this country. It's very, very clear. And I think that if we make the mistake of not getting out and voting this time, we have only ourselves to blame as we look forward to a president who may, in fact, not even care, because he's already said, the governor's already told us, he doesn't care about 47% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
He's already said to us that he's going to cut taxes for the wealthiest, which is going to increase taxes for the middle class. He's already indicated that he doesn't believe we should have more teachers or put more money into education. So if those things are important to you, then you need to get out and vote. If you are now a person that has health care that didn't have it before, then you need to get out and vote, because when the president passed the Affordable Care Act, it added 45 million Americans to those who are covered by health care. We don't want to go back to having those people not covered by health care. So it is extremely important.
Right. Right. Now, let's talk about why you support the president this year. There's a new campaign going on called Have His Back. Talk a little bit about the Have His Back campaign.
HaveHisBack.com, and I do, in fact, have the president's back.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to HaveHisBack.com, which is kind of a one-stop shop for voters, and basically it will serve as a resource for voter registration and to learn about ways that you can get involved in the Have His Back campaign. We have a president that is under siege and has been treated differently than any president in the history of this country.
Right.
And so I think it is incumbent upon all of us, whether we be Democrats or independents or those who have never declared themselves at all, to respect the office of the presidency,
mm-hmm.
to support what this president has done to help our communities, and to show him we have his back by going to haveisback.com.
Yes. Now, this is the last question that I have for you, because I know we're short on time. Now, I believe you're up for re-election this year as well.
I am.
And, you know, of course, the polls show that you're pretty comfortably ahead. But what do you want your constituents to know about you and what you look forward to doing in this next term going into this election here?
Well, let me just say this. I want them, as well as knowing about me, I want them to know about everybody on the ballot.
Right.
Our people need to make sure that we vote down ballot.
Right.
Part of the problem we are experiencing now in Congress is that we didn't vote down ballot. Mm-hmm. So the president really doesn't have the kind of support in Congress he needs, as well as judges across this country, local elected officials, county and state elected officials. Some of the issues with 194
right.
and Senate Bill 5 were based upon the fact that we elected a governor who doesn't support the people.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, and John Houston in particular. So we have to vote down ballot. I need for people to understand that they have to vote for the U.S. Senate with Sherrod Brown or Yvette McGee Brown on the Supreme Court and others all down the ballot. And as it relates to me, I just want them to know that I am their advocate and their voice in Washington. I will continue to be. I will continue to fight for them every single day, which I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand more than most the difficulties that are going on in this society. So know that I'm one of them and I am for them.
All right. And now, Congresswoman Marsha L. Fudge, I want to thank you so much for your time from my hometown, Warrensville Heights.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And we look forward to speaking to you again in the future about everything going on in our district here in Ohio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.